I've been working with Peter Birkin, who was recently the co-recipient of the Brian Mercer Award with Tim Leighton in the ISVR. So it's been an absolute pleasure. We've been working a lot in bubble studies because he's been developing a new cleaning method which uses bubbles in order to clean surfaces without damaging them, and it's been working particularly effectively. One of the things that I've been looking at is measuring erosion across a surface as a result of bubble damage, so essentially building an array of devices that can record how much a surface is being eroded, how much is being taken off of a surface as a result of, say in this case it was bubbles, but in the real world we could be looking at sand particle erosion across a beach, a coastal landscape for geographical uses, or say inside a pump for example, because as pumps turn you get a lot of bubble production and that can damage the insides and kind of limit the lifetime.
Good project to work on? You enjoyed it?
It's been fantastic. I mean, it's been really challenging. It's been incredibly hands-on and sort of asking things of me that I haven't had to do for a very long time. You know, a lot of sticking things together, very strong glue and sticking your fingers together and panicking, and a lot of use of the soldering iron and a very steady hand to make sure that we build perfect squares of these things. So, but ultimately, it's been an absolute privilege from start to finish to work with what has been a really highly functioning group and hopefully do some work which is really going to help in the future.
Your degree is coming to its end. What would have been the best bits of your MChem here?
That's a really difficult question because I guess it has been sort of the project area, because the first couple of years really are building you up this. You know, you have a lot of time in the research lab, teaching lab rather, and you kind of learn all these basic skills and apply them over and over again. It does get to the point where the end of the second year where things are getting very difficult and it's kind of you're struggling to see the light at the end of the tunnel because it is hard work. But ultimately, it's so rewarding when you get into the research lab and you know what you're doing is something that no one has ever done before, and you feel confident that you know how to go about it, and you have so much support there at the same time. But it gives you confidence in yourself, the amount of work you've done, to know that what you're doing is working and making a difference, and that makes every single long night of doing work completely worth it.
And what are you planning to do next?
I'm actually studying for a PGCE in the meantime, so I'm very passionate about talking about chemistry and sort of explaining things, and I've often found sort of the late night study sessions sitting in a group and discussing things with one another. I've really enjoyed doing that and found that I've learnt from that as much as other people, so kind of I want to develop that side of my skills a lot more and hopefully go into teaching.